Welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is WebSphere Adapter for JDBC Known Issues and Solutions. Today's presenters are Paula Jones and Vinod Walacha. Paula has been a Level 2 support engineer in the WebSphere Adapter Support Organization for over 7 years, supporting various WebSphere adapters, including the WebSphere JDBC adapter. Vinod is a developer with IBM India Software Labs and is currently working on development and customer support for WebSphere JDBC adapter. He has about 4 years of experience working with various Java technologies, including Java Connector Architecture, JCA. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Paula. Paula, you may begin.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are. Today we'll be discussing some known issues for the JDBC adapter and some other hopefully helpful information to you. David, next slide, please. Okay, thank you. On slide two, just to briefly state what the agenda will be, I'll just briefly go over a brief overview for the JDBC adapter, and then we'll do an introduction on how we formatted the presentation. And then Vinod and myself will go over some known issues and give you some details on that. And then we'll have a few slides on self-help tips, things that you could do to find answers to some of your questions, and hopefully not necessarily have to open up a PMR to solve your issues. And then, as David said at the end, we'll open it up for questions and answers. Slide three, please.
Slide three is the overview. WebSphere adapter for JDBC.
Yes.
Allows you to create integrated applications that can interact and exchange information with a database. By using the adapter, an application can send requests to the database as well as receive events from the database. That's what's on that slide. I don't know why it's not displaying.
Okay, so if you have the local copy, you can follow along with that. So, David, let's just go ahead to slide four.
Okay.
Okay, so basically the way we formatted the presentation is we'd just like to discuss some known issues or problems that were encountered by our customers, and then we'll discuss a little bit about what the cause of that issue was and the solution that was provided to the customer. And also, for each issue, we have included the TechNote link there so that you could go back and read in detail because there's probably more information in the actually published TechNote than what we could cover here in one slide. And just want to make a note that the solution that was given for a particular problem was for that customer's environment. And in some cases, it may not resolve every issue like that, but in most cases, we've seen where these tech notes have been helpful to our customers to resolve their issues. Slide five, please. So I'll start out with a few issues and then my colleague will take over from there. So the first one was how to deal with stale connection exceptions that we see on the JDBC adapter. We've seen several PMRs where, you know, the adapter was unable to connect to the database because of these stale connection exceptions. And normally, you know, it could be other reasons, but normally, because the connection is no longer usable, and so therefore the adapter is unable to connect to the database. So one solution that we saw that definitely helped was to set the pretest SQL string to test every connection obtained from the free pool before the adapter tries to make the connection to the database. Now, note that there is some overhead on doing this, and if you take a look at that TechNote link, there's much more details explaining that, so that you would have to take in consideration, you know, if this is a performance hit for you or not. So definitely take a look at that TechNote link to get more details on that. Slide six, please. And okay, here's another one that was interesting. Sometimes we see customers when they try to start a large number, many JDBC adapters, for example, 20 or more, and they may say, oh, you know, the 20th one started, but the 21st and so on didn't. There is a WAS thread pool default setting, and the default is, in this case, is set to 20. And so you could go through the admin console to change that number, just in case that you're trying to start, you know, over 20 adapters. So if you see, you know, where, you know, I configured 25 and I could only get 20 to start, this is definitely an option you want to check. And again, you can reference in the tracing to look for that particular message, and it would tell you exactly what that setting is set to. Again, reference the TechNote link at the bottom, and it will give you more details of how to set that option. Slide seven, please. This is one, even though this is back on 6.1, 6.2 JDBC adapter, we still see sometimes PMRs come in where the adapter stops polling after deploying to the server, or it may poll for a while and then it just abruptly stops. Not saying this is, again, always the issue, but definitely one thing to check is to make sure that you have this JVM custom property change manager state on activating set to true. And most of the time, you know, customers may tell us, yes, I have that set to true, but in a cluster environment, you want to make sure that you set it on each server in the cluster. And the again, the tech note at the bottom will give you more details on how to check that and make sure that you have that setting correctly on each server in the cluster. Slide eight, please. This is one that kind of was a puzzler. I was actually working this from the JDBC adapter point of view, the 7.5.0.1 adapter, where it couldn't connect to the database. I was unable to obtain a connection and kept getting this particular H2CA error, connection not available. And it looked as though we couldn't understand why the connection pool was getting exhausted. I guess after discovering that the customer actually had a flat file adapter at 7501 that was in this environment also. And there was an issue where the database connections weren't being released properly by the flat file 7501 adapter. And after investigating this more, we also found out it was with the FTP adapter. So you may have the issue, you know, it's affecting your JDBC adapter, but the problem actually was with the other adapters not releasing the database connections properly. And, Vinod, I know you have some additional information on that you want to share.
Yeah, sure. Hello, everybody. So this particular issue was seen for JDBC adapter version 7501 when used in combination with either flat file adapter or FTP adapter. Now here the use case was the flat file adapter was being used for inbound, so it was polling a flat file system, getting events from the flat file system, and then JDBC adapter was used for doing the outbound operation, that is to update a record in a database. This issue was seen for an HA active-active scenario wherein it is must for a flat file adapter to have a event table in the database. When the flat file adapter was making connection to the event table, the connection were not properly closed by the flat file adapter after the usage. So the fix over here is provided in 7501 IF02. Here the flat file adapter closes all the connections to the event table after the usage is completed. You can also get more information from the tech note link that we have at the end of the slide. Next slide, please. Okay, so I am on slide number 9. Slide number 9 shows a migration issue wherein JDBC adapter version 6.1 is not able to migrate to BPM version 7.5. And in the process, it throws a data binding exception. Now, this the cause of the issue over here was an absence of fixed version 6.12 IF05 in the WebSphere integration developer. So, absence of this issue, absence of this fix, caused the adapter to throw the data binding exception. So, if you see this data binding exception getting thrown while migrating JDBC adapter version 6.1 to Business Process Manager version 7.5, you will have to apply this interim fix version 6.12 IF05 for WebSphere Integration Developer and then migrate to version 7.5. The process of applying this particular fix for your WebSphere Integration Developer, we have provided the link in the slide itself. It gives step-by-step process that you have to follow. And we have also provided the link for the particular tech note at the bottom of the slide. So following these two links, you will be able to easily migrate your JDBC adapter version 6.1 to BPM version 7.5. Next slide, please. I'm on slide number 10. This slide shows an out-of-memory exception. So JDBC adapter was throwing this OOM exception while dealing with the illegal XML characters. So JDBC adapter basically provides various options while dealing with illegal XML characters. There is an option wherein you can choose not to validate illegal XML characters. You can choose to throw exception if content in the BO contains illegal XML characters. And you can also choose to discard all illegal characters and related logs. So these three options are provided while dealing with illegal XML characters. Now, while doing so, what JDBC adapter does internally is it will scan through the XML messages, XML characters, and it will find out which character is an illegal XML character. Now, while doing so, it was appending using a string object, which was causing this out-of-memory exception. We have modified the code for this. The string object has been replaced with string buffer. So after applying this fix is available in JDBC version 703 IF06. After applying this fix, you will see that the heap memory no longer increases to a maximum extent, and this issue is avoided. You can get more details about this issue in the link that we have included at the bottom of this slide. Next slide, please. I'm on slide number 11. Slide number 11 talks about a connection leak happening during transaction recovery. JDBC adapter version 703 showed that there was some connection leaks happening when adapter tried to do the transaction recovery. It shows that all the connections in the pool were getting exhausted, and JDBC adapter no longer had a connection to connect to a database. This issue was basically caused because the connections that were opened by JDBC adapter were not getting closed properly. That is the reason why it was exceeding the maximum connection value, and it no longer had any more connections. So this issue was fixed in version 703 IF06, wherein we modified the connection handler logic, and we as soon as a connection was opened and its corresponding functionality was completed, we used to close the connection. So this fix ensured that no connection whose functionality is completed should be active in the pool. It should be closed. We have included the tech note for this issue as well, which provides detail of the connection leak issue. Next slide, please. I'm on slide number 12, which talks about a null pointer exception getting thrown from event store backed XA resource. This exception is basically from adapter foundation classes, which are the base classes. This exception was seen during the recovery mode. As soon as adapter goes into recovery mode, sometimes it was seen that this null pointer exception was getting thrown. The cause of this exception was that when adapter tried to search for an event in the event table, adapter was not able to find that particular event. And subsequently, a null pointer exception was getting thrown in a part. This issue has been fixed in version 7004 IF03, wherein we have added checks for the null pointer in all the methods which were covering the recovery part. You can get complete detail about this issue in the tech note link. Next slide, please. Okay, I'm on slide number 13. This slide talks about JDBC adapter not able to find events in the event table during recovery. So this issue was basically seen for version 7003, wherein during recovery, when adapter tried to find for a particular event in the event table, it was not getting a particular event. Whenever adapter restarts, it restarts in recovery mode, and it tries to search for those events in the event table which were not delivered in the previous cycle. So while doing so, adapter was not able to find some event. Now this issue was happening because of the XID mismatch. So the actual XID and the XID with which the adapter was checking, there was a mismatch over there, because of which even though the event was there in the event table, adapter was not able to find that event. This resulted into some events being continuously be in the event table. So what was done was this issue was fixed by modifying the format of XID, that is the transaction ID, which is the field which we have in the event table. So the format of that XID was modified to the one of the actual XID format, and this fix is available in version 7.0.3 IF06. Next slide, please. Yeah. So I will like to hand over the presentation to Paula now. She will carry us for the upcoming slides. Over to Paula.
Thank you, Vinod. We're on slide 14. Now we'll go over just a few what I hope will be helpful self-help tips. Discuss a little about feature documents, or it may be known to you as the IBM newsletter. And this is something that goes out on a quarterly basis to our customers that has helpful information where it may be known issues, upcoming releases, or helpful tech notes, things that would be useful that you would want to probably pay attention to. The next thing we'll talk about is our compatibility matrix, and that's basically where we sometimes get questions, just, you know, I'm getting ready to do an upgrade or to a different version of my database or a different version of MQ or a different version of any product, and not just in particular talking about the JDBC adapter, but this is a good reference for all adapters to confirm if the versions that you're using are compatible or not. So it's just a good reference document. And then we have what we call the IBM support portal, and that's just placed basically a portal where you can go for a wealth of information for our adapters. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then if all else fails, where you're not able to find anything to resolve your issue and you need to engage support, we'll talk a little bit about how to do that in using MustGather. Slide 15, please. Okay, so like I was saying, the feature document is also called the IBM newsletter. And this document normally features some of the most requested documents that have been that are useful in answering questions about adapters. And this content is submitted by mostly our Level 2 and Level 3 engineers. And so it's a kind of a combination of a result of working with customers in that past quarter. And so what we try to do is solicit those tech notes that have been created by our support and put them in this quarterly newsletter that goes out. And mostly our customers subscribe to this newsletter, and it mostly contains what spotlight tech notes, again, like planned education or planned maintenance and upcoming WebSphere education. So it's just an overall good reference. I provided the link there, and if you're not subscribed to that and you would like to, you can feel free to send me an email, and I'll connect you with the appropriate person to make sure you get that subscription. Slide 16, please. And here we were talking about the compatibility matrix. I was actually involved in putting this together, initially coming into support and supporting so many adapters, not just JDBC. There was a need to know, you know, what is supported, what versions are supported, and what releases are compatible on what products, operating systems, runtime supported, so on and so forth. So this compatibility matrix is just a good reference to check that. Now, granted, we try to keep this updated, but there may be, you know, a window where something is, it hasn't been updated and pushed out to the web, but it would definitely be a good place to check and start. And then if you had additional questions, of course, you would follow the normal process of engaging support on that. Slide 17, please. Now, the IBM support portal, it's basically a one-stop shop for pretty much all the published documentation for the Web3 adapters, whether it be TechNotes, adapter documentation, or flashes, or anything that's related to this particular product. You could go to the IBM support portal, and basically, not just for adapters, but you can use other products such as, you know, your runtime, whether it be Web3 process server or enterprise service bus or message broker. This portal allows you not to only, you can bring everything that you want to see for your particular product set that you're using into one place. So, for example, if you had a problem with JDBC on WPS, then you may want to search information for both. You don't have to go to the adapter support site and search and then go to the WPS support site. This portal allows you to choose what products. So it kind of, I guess, in essence, makes you customize your support one-stop shop for your product set. And it just kind of makes it nice. You don't have to go to, you know, different places to try to search for information for multiple products. Again, it has featured links, flashes, and alerts. There's a way to show the most recent tech notes published. Say if you want to know, you know, hey, you know, a new release came out. I'm wondering if this is a known issue. Normally, there's a place that on that website, on that support portal, that you can see the most recent tech notes published. I think it shows like the top 10. And again, there's you can get to our recommended fixes, and again, the compatibility matrix is there, the must gather, and other different APARs and troubleshooting links. So again, it's kind of a one-stop shop for adapters, but as I said, you can customize it to whatever products that you want to bring into your own particular support portal. So it's just a good way to put everything in one place. And again, there's a link there, particularly just for the Web3 adapters. And then you could, again, you could add what other products that you like. Slide 18, please. And so I just provided just a screenshot just to show you what it looks like. This is if you just had the adapter as your the product that you want to look at. But again, you can add other products to this support portal, and then what you would see would be the multiple products where you see WebSphere adapters family. You might see WebSphere process server or whatever else you would add. So this is just kind of the landing page that you would see. Slide 19, please. And one good place to start is the troubleshooting section, especially if you're looking for tech notes. You would go from that support portal, go to the troubleshooting section, and in the upper right, that search box, say if you're searching for one of those tech notes we just discussed, you can put in, you know, your search keywords, JDBC, not polling or something like that. And then it would bring up all the tech notes that match that criteria. So this, you know, I know probably most of you probably Google, but this, if you're using a support portal, this would be the place that you would go search for those particular tech notes. Slide 20, please. So we've talked about a few what we hope were helpful tech note issues and JDBC adapter known issues. And we've shown you a way to go out and actually do some searching yourself with the support portal. But if all else fail, you said, well, yeah, I'm still having this issue. I think I probably need to engage support. Here's would be the way that would get you probably the most efficient response so that we don't have to go back and forth and ask for documentation to start working the issue. So I just wanted to mention we do have a must-gather link, and again, you can get to that from the support portal. And this basically provides guidance on how to collect initial troubleshooting data for adapter problems. And it also kind of steps you through on how to gather that information, you know, what is expected to get some initial PD done for an issue. And this just helps the IBM support to more quickly determine, hopefully, what your issue is, where if we may be able to quickly match some known problems by providing this information. And if it's a non-defect problem, that can be identified. And if it's a defect that identifies the workaround, and it could reduce the severity. And it also, if locating the root cause can speed the development of a code fix. So just getting this initial must-gather diagnostic data would definitely help in speeding whether we could quickly go out there and find out, hey, we already know, for example, some of the tech notes, we already know that issues were fixed in already published iFixes. Say, for example, JDBC 7003 IFO6 may already contain the fix that you're looking for. And so we will be able to quickly provide you that fix if the initial information that comes in is complete, I guess, and concise. Because sometimes we end up going back and forth where, you know, maybe we just get a problem description and no logs, or we get the logs and the appropriate tracing is not setting, and so on and so forth. So if you had to engage support, definitely the must-gather would be a good reference to say, okay, what do I need to send in to get this problem moving and hopefully give support all the information they need to start moving the issue forward. Slide 21, please. Again, there's on that particular must-gather link, there's also a section on there that we have that talks about the automated collection of the must-gather information. So the must-gather will either step you through manually, or you can use a data collector we call Isolite to gather the information that's needed to get the issue started. And currently, I think the website may just say WebTIP process server right now, but the work was done on the message broker. And currently, right now, I'm trying to locate that so I can update the website. But again, you can run this Isolite data collector, and it will basically go out and collect all the logs, set the tracing, and collect the logs once you recreate the issue for you automatically. I know some customers choose to do it manually, but I just wanted to mention that data collector is available. And hopefully once I confer with the message broker, data collector, I can get the support site updated with that information. So right now, if you go look, you will probably just see that it's supported just with WPS or process server. So hopefully that will be coming soon. Slide 22, please. Okay, and again, I probably already talked about most of this. Again, if you choose to do it manually, the MuffGather will step you through how to do that, how to set the tracing, if it's a runtime issue, recreate it, and what particular logs to gather, being the trace and system op dot log, system error dot log. Normally, sending in FFDC files are helpful also. And then if it's a build time error, it'll step you through also how to gather the that log for the ESD if it's a build time. For example, you know, you haven't deployed to your runtime yet. Slide 23, please. So this is just a screenshot of the MuffGather. This can be used not just for JDBC, but any adapter. I just included the screenshot for the JDBC one, and it was basically based off what runtime you were running, whether it be ESB or a process server. And then once you click on those links, it'll show you the step-by-step of how to gather that initial must gather information when you need to engage with support. Slide 24, please. Okay, so just to summarize, we've kind of gone over what we hope were helpful tech notes that would be useful in resolving JDBC adapter issues that you would hit. And also we've gone over some self-help tips and hints where we talked a little bit about the featured document or the IBM newsletter that comes out quarterly. And again, if you'd like to subscribe to that, feel free to drop me an email and I'll connect you with our knowledge engineers and make sure you get subscribed to that. We should be doing one fairly soon if it hasn't gone out already. And then we talked a little bit about the compatibility matrix that will quickly tell you what products are supported and compatible with each other. We talked a little bit about the support portal, kind of your one-stop shop, not only for adapters, but all of the WebSphere products that you can bring into one customized view to search for documentation, troubleshooting, take notes, so on and so forth. And then we talked about a little bit about the MuffGather. If all else fails, you're not able to locate the information that you're looking for, if you need to engage support, the MuffGather would be the first document that you could reference that would tell you how to gather that initial documentation to engage support with. Slide 25, please. And here's just some additional WebSphere product resource links that hopefully will be helpful to you that you can reference at a later date. And I believe that's it. And, David, I'll turn it back over to you.
And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject of WSTE subscribe to get a list of mailing lists. List and to subscribe. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled, or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program better. We do welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. At this point, Daniela, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We have a question from Revenor Suris. Your line is open.
Okay, thank you. Got a question regarding what are the recommended practices besides the compatibility matrix to ensure compatibility on ongoing basis between the JDBC adapter version and the database server version.
Vinod, you want to take that? But normally, I know the compatibility matrix is updated by level 3. But so it's normally a good reference. But if you find, if you take a look at that and you still have a question, then probably the best way to get that answered would be to engage support if you're not able to find exactly what you're looking for. But normally that document is kept up to date as far as when new releases come out. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it is. Thank you. And I got a subsequent question, if that's okay, that I think it's related to the first one.
Sure.
So within a support organization, which team is usually responsible for owning the management and support of the JDBC driver virtually? Would that make more sense to be the team administrating the WebSphere components, or should it be the DBAs?
As far as the adapter is concerned, we support any JDBC driver that is JDBC 2.0 and higher version compliant. So we do not specify any particular version of the driver. Any JDBC driver which supports 2.0 and higher JDBC specifications is supported by a JDBC adapter. Does that answer your question?
Actually, let me try to put that differently. Thinking of a client that is using those IBM products and has distinct database servers as backend for WebSphere products, for instance, Oracle or DB2, you name it. Within this client environment for IBM, which team would make more sense to support and own the JDBC adapter versioning to make sure that the JDBC adapters being used on the WebSphere space are compatible with the backend databases. So I'm mostly looking for which team internally makes more sense to own that responsibility. Does that make sense for you?
So that will actually depend on the database that you are talking about. So if a customer is connecting to a DB2 database, so the driver information for the DB2 will be managed by the DB2 team in that case. That will be internal to IBM. But if a customer uses, say, Oracle, then that driver information may not be with IBM, the particular driver that the customer is using. So that actually depends on the database that you are connecting to and the driver version, the corresponding driver version you will be using for connecting to a database.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no further questions on the phone lines.
Thank you, Daniela. And we also have no questions in the group chat. So So at this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation and hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Paula and Vinod, for presenting. This concludes today's presentation.